A prayer for the children of the nations. Work. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed our children sow and increase the fruits of righteousness, while they are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. But as for our children, our prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy. Hear us in the truth of your salvation. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father. Grace be with our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, In Christ we ask our Father in heaven that our children and their house and their nation should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all their labor. For it is the gift of God. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon our children and their house, and establish the work of their hands. May our children and their people give thanks to God. May the Lord perfect all that concerns our children, and open the doors of opportunity for them and their family that no man can close. Let our children and their house be in good order, steadfast in faith, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that their labor is not in vain in the Lord, but God give them victory in all that they attempt. By the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, in Christ we claim the blessing of the covenant of Abraham for our children and their entire bloodline, all of their family. May the Lord bless all that our children and their family set their hands to, and bless all the works of their hands. In Christ we pray that their work will be secure, successful, satisfying, and profitable. May the Lord perfect humility and the fear of the Lord in our children and their people, and give them and their family riches and honor and life. According to the joy of harvest, let the Lord grant our children and their house and their nation plenty of goods, and increase and bless the produce of their labor. Surely our children and their family will excel in their work and stand before kings. Let our children be like the tree planted by the rivers of your living water, that brings forth its fruit in due season. May our children and their family never wither under pressure, but grow strong and prosper. Our God is able to make all grace abound toward our children and their house and their nation, that they always, having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, in all that they do, have an abundance of grace for every good work. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let their workplace be free from wickedness, envy, strife, maliciousness, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, boasters, inventors of evil things, and people who are undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, critical, and judgmental, judging according to the flesh or according to appearance. May the Lord give our children and their house and their nation favor in the sight of their enemies, so that they grant to them and their people what they request, that they and their family should not go empty-handed, but plunder their enemies. The Lord be with our children and their family, and show them mercy, and give them and their people favor in the sight of those in charge of them. Blessed be those who take notice of our children and help them and their people. Whoever they work for, whoever they serve, let them be increased by a great amount. Let them be blessed by the Lord our God, because the Lord's favor is on our children. According to all your wonderful works, let the Lord give our children and their family such favor that they and their people can name their wages and receive it. May they provide for their own house, owing no one anything except to love one another. Let their work be without stress. May our children and their family be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let their requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In the world, they will have tribulation. Nevertheless, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will be of good cheer. Let not their heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, but may they have peace in their heart, receiving the peace of Christ. Many, O Lord our God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward our children cannot be recounted to you in order. They are more than can be numbered. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's holy servant, in Christ we pray that greed will not be a snare in their midst, nor will our children be snared in the work of their own hands. In Christ we pray that neither our children nor any of their people put out their money at usury or take a bribe against the innocent. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will not gain wealth by dishonesty, but they and their family will gather by labor and be increased and keep themselves from the path of the destroyer. Let our children and their house and their nation serve God and not mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, etc. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, in our children is life, and the life is the light of man, through the Holy Spirit, their helper, which was given to our children and their family by the Father. Let Jehovah Ra, the Lord their shepherd, make our children be temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience, sober-minded in all things, showing themselves to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of them. According to his word, may God their helper uphold their steps in his paths, that their footsteps may not slip, for he renders to our children and their house and their nation according to their work. The Lord God of truth, keep our children from the trap of vanity. Let their heart not rejoice for all their labor, and that be their reward for all their labor. Surely our children will not look on all the works that their hands have done, and on the labor in which they have toiled, and indeed find it was vanity, and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. Let them talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from their mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. In Christ we pray, God will teach our children what is important in their life, and our children will not be entrapped by their work. May the God of knowledge teach them to number their days, that they may gain a heart of wisdom. For what is their life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Let our children and their family not lay up for themselves treasures on earth, but lay up for themselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Let all the treasures of their heart be in heaven. Let our children and their family praise God. Let all the peoples praise him. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for he shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield their increase. God, their own God, shall bless our children. God shall bless our children, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in all their labor let there be profit. Let their labor lead to life, and when our children and their family eat the labor of the hands, they and their people shall be happy, and it shall be well with them and their house. In Christ we pray that the Lord their God will bless our children in all the works of their hand, that the Lord their God will be with them, and that our children and their family will lack for nothing. In Christ we petition the Lord that he will repay their work, and a full reward will be given to them by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings our children and their family have come for refuge. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, may the Lord God show our children and their family the way they must walk and the work that they must do. Let their hearts be stirred up and their spirits made willing. Now may the God of patience and comfort fill our children and their people with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, being creative and artistic, making their work a freewill offering unto the Lord, doing all things without murmuring or disputing. And whatever they and their family do in word or deed, let them do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, being obedient in all things. Surely they are people of integrity and honor. Let not their honor be united to the assembly of the wicked. Let not their soul enter their counsel. In Christ we plead with the Lord that he will work for our children and their house, for nothing restrains the Lord. In Christ we pray that the Lord will build their house and their nation, lest our children labor in vain. By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer our children, O God of their salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far-off seas, who establish the mountains by your strength, being clothed with power, you who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord our banner, our victory, our miracle. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will keep their lives in order, and in 6 days they shall labor and do all their work. But the seventh day they shall rest and do no servile work then. Let our children and their family not worry what they shall eat, what they shall drink, what they shall wear, for their heavenly Father knows all their needs. Let our children and their people seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to them and their house. My God shall supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One, has made our children to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under their feet. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed they sow and increase the fruits of their righteousness. Let their work be of faith, their labor of love and patience, of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father, knowing their election by God. Our children and their families shall be secure in the covenant relationship that they have with God the Most High, and choose the election according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Let our children and their people come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, being registered in heaven, having the spirits of a just man made perfect through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and through the blood of sprinkling. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vows shall be performed. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation in one accord will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.